The liturgical colors. The liturgical colors used in the Palmerian Catholic Church are violet, white, blue, rose, green, carmelite, brown and cream, black and red. The liturgical colors are varied because each color has its own meaning. Violet is a symbol of the penance that is required of us during Holy Lent and at all times, the penance of submitting to the will of God, of renouncing our own tastes, of renouncing our own sinful will and submitting to the law and will of God. The color white is always used in Eucharistic celebrations, the Eucharistic procession, the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Hour, etc. The color white is a reflection of glory, and is also used to indicate the purity we must have to approach God and reach heaven, and in particular the purity we must have in our soul to receive Holy Communion. It is the appropriate color for the Sacred Host, because the Sacred Host is also white, and we use the color white in its honor. Blue is the color that corresponds to the Most Holy Virgin Mary and her feast days. For many centuries, blue was used as a liturgical color in Spain but not in other countries. This was a privilege of the Spanish liturgy. Now that the See of the Church is in Spain, this color has now been established for the whole Church. In the past, the color rose was used only twice a year, once during Advent and once during Holy Lent, to indicate that we should be joyful even in the midst of penance. This was the former significance of the color rose, and it was used on the Sundays called Gaudete Eleateri, be joyful, in the old liturgy. These two Sundays were in the middle of Holy Lent and Advent, which were times of penance, and they reminded us that we must carry the cross with joy and that we should be joyful even in suffering. The truth is we have many reasons to be joyful if we carry the cross, because if we look at things from God's point of view, or of those in heaven, or of those who see things spiritually, we can see that suffering in this life is actually what gives us the strength to follow Christ and Mary. Today, the color rose is primarily used for the feast days of Most Holy Joseph, because just as the Most Holy Virgin has her own color which is blue, the color of Holy Patriarch Saint Joseph is rose. Rose is also used during the celebration of Holy Mass for the souls of Limbo. When a baby dies before being baptized, we know that it goes to limbo. In this case, the priest wears a pink cape for the funeral instead of black. Another color is green, which signifies hope. Green is used, for example, during Advent, when we await the coming of the Savior promised for millennia. This color signifies the hope we all have of one day attaining eternal happiness. Green is used for the Christmas novena during Advent, and is also used for the Eternal Father. Another color is carmelite, which was not previously used in the Church, but now that the Pope is a Carmelite, and the only religious order is that of the Carmelites, there is a color specific to the Carmelite order. Above all, the Carmelite color is used for liturgical feasts related to the Palmarian Church, such as Holy Masses in honor of the Holy Face or of our crowned Mother of Palma, or in thanksgiving to the Holy Ghost and in impetration of His Second Coming, among other feast days. The color black is used for the faithful departed, although in the past it was also used in the liturgy on other occasions, such as during Holy Week to commemorate the Passion and Death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Black is used for the dead. What does this mean? It means darkness for us, because in this life we cannot see where souls go. We hope that they attain eternal glory. We know that many, very many of those who die go to purgatory, and we remember them in case they are in that darkness. This is the reason we pray for the souls in purgatory, because they suffer and do not see God. That is the darkness that they experience of not seeing God, who is the eternal light, the beatific light that they long for. The color black reminds us of this so we can seek to relieve them of this darkness with our prayers and bring them eternal happiness, the eternal light, because only we, the members of the Church Militant, can do that. The color black is used on the 25th of March in commemoration of Good Friday, for the feast day of the faithful departed on the 2nd of November, and also for the masses celebrated for the holy souls of purgatory. Red is the color of blood and fire. That is why it is used in the first place for the Holy Ghost, and also for the martyrs and for certain feast days of our Lord, especially those related to his sacred passion and his most precious blood, among others. Every last Sunday of the month, Holy Mass is celebrated in reparation to the Holy Ghost, and red is the color used. Red is also used for the administration of the holy sacraments of baptism and confirmation. Liturgical acts and colors should also encourage us to practice the virtues, and to be attentive to the festivities that are celebrated in the Church. Because on different feast days, principally on the feasts of the Most Holy Trinity, of the Eternal Father, of the Holy Ghost, of our Divine Lord, of the Most Holy Virgin Mary and of Saint Joseph, the graces that the members of the Church receive are even more abundant.